seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لما سأله رجل من أهل فارس أتعلمون الغيب؟ قال أبو جعفر عليه السلام يبسط لنا العلم فنعلم ويقبض عنا فلا نعلم. وقال سر الله عز وجل أسره إلى جبرائيل عليه السلام وأسره جبرائيل إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وأسره محمد إلى من شاء الله.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, when a man from Persia asked him, "Do you know the unseen?" replied, Abu Ja'far, that is Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, said, "Knowledge is expounded for us so well, so we know it, and it can be taken away from us, so we do not know." And he said, "Allah Mighty and Exalted entrusted his secret to Gabriel, and Gabriel entrusted it to Muhammad, and Muhammad entrusted it to those whom Allah willed."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke about certain general directions with his companions. It is interesting when he spoke with his companions in these conversations, these general directions were given to the Muslims and to the Shia. But I want to say here that they're not specific just to the Shia. Matter of fact, they were for all the Muslims. And if we make the circle even larger,
They were general directions for all of humanity. In one such instance, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was speaking with his companions and he said that experiences are sufficient education. In this beautiful conversation, we find that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he spoke with his companion and of course he talked about this idea that you can be educated. And not only can you be educated, but it is a sufficient education, your experiences. But not just your experiences, the experiences of your friends and family members, the experiences of your parents, your siblings, the experiences of your grandparents, or the experiences of the elders in our community. Why should we continue to make the same mistakes? Or, on the other hand, why should we continue to not benefit from the experiences of those around us? And as Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, it is these experiences which are a sufficient education. Now, of course, this does not mean that we should not go to school or that we should not study or not go to the university or things like that. Of course, that makes no logical sense. But when it is said by Imam al-Kadhim that it is sufficient education, it means once you learn from the experiences of others, you are many, many steps ahead of those who do not learn from the experiences of other people. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of Or I should say one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. What happened was that certain people in the midst of this popular movement and people who have heard the general teachings that the Ahlul Bayt had given regarding the government of the Ahlul Bayt. They had heard what the Prophet had said about the Ahlul Bayt. And so they called for the government of the Ahlul Bayt. They had those general guidelines in mind. They understood that. They rose and their uprising was in the name of the Ahlul Bayt. Yet they were not acquainted enough with those teachings to know and to be able to pinpoint and identify who exactly is the Ahlul Bayt. The word Ahlul Bayt means the family of the Prophet, and with that time span of close to 100 plus years that people had not seen and not heard that aspect of Islam from official sources, and it was a crime to discuss that. It was the official stance of the government to actually curse the Ahlul Bayt. Now the people hearing the name of the Ahlul Bayt as the family of the Prophet, not knowing exactly who within that family, they were misguided by those with ill and evil intentions.
For listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en. Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.